Listen, 2 years ago, Amanda Livingston moved to the Roanoke Valley, became executive director of the Salem-Roanoke County Chamber of Commerce. She joins WFIR anchor, senior anchor reporter Jean Moreno and me live in studio this morning for a snapshot about the local business climate. Amanda, welcome. It is nice to see you. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me.
Appreciate you being here. Now, Amanda, you were in real estate before you joined the chamber. What skills or experience transfer from that career to the role you have now?
I think I have sort of an affinity with people. I'm a people person, and I think that that helped me in real estate, and it certainly helps me in my role now as director of the chamber. I work with a lot of different people, a lot of different sized businesses. So I think that trait has certainly helped me.
Sounds like a job interview question or something. Huh?
I'm just wondering, before we get into some of the details of what's been going on, Amanda, I'm just wondering, from the time you started in that job 16 months ago, how has your perception maybe of local business inventory or the chamber members changed? What's been the biggest thing you've learned over this tenure?
Yeah, well, I'm new to the area, roughly been here a little over 2 years, and new to chamber life. So everything, I don't know that I really walked in with like a strong thought about how things were going to be. But what I've learned is that there's just such an amazing culture of collaboration here in this region. And that has been fantastic. That's really helped me in my role. I've met so many people and everyone is just working together and collaborating. And so that has been wonderful. I think another thing that I really learned is I never really understood the power of networking like I understand it now. And so that has been eye-opening and really exciting.
That has a lot to do with, especially when you're a smaller business, networking and maybe even collaborating on some things where maybe someone has a niche that you can't fill, that type of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've heard from business owners time and time again, it is the top marketing thing that you can do to help your business. It just takes time. It takes energy. So it might be easier to throw an ad together, but to actually work events, meet people, have those one-on-one conversations, they really pay off over time.
We're talking with Amanda Livingston, the executive director of the Salem-Roanoke County Chamber of Commerce. So I wanted to talk about a couple of things you have coming up. You wanted to talk about the Epic Leadership Training, and this is the second time I think you've done this with Linda McDutt Foster,
who
used to work here.
Yes. Yeah, I love
Talk
Linda
about that.
And Cortez.
You've done it more than twice?
Actually, we are finishing up our first cohort.
Okay.
Our second cohort will start this fall.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually going through it. So I just finished month four.
What's that been like?
I learned so much. We covered strategic communication and the DISC assessments and how to strategically communicate with people who may not be of the same personality style that you have. We've talked about the empowerment dynamic, and really what that is all about is, what does right look like right now in this situation? So it's been amazing in terms of, this month we've learned about time mastery and how to think about what is your desired outcome in this situation and how you can sort of schedule your time to get to your desired outcome. So I've learned so much and made a lot of new connections. And so I cannot recommend it highly enough.
Who's taking it besides you? Who's taking it? Are the chamber members taking it or what?
So I'm taking it along with my colleague, our marketing coordinator. So, we wanted to really kind of understand what we were, putting out there.
Mm-hmm.
And so aside from that, I would just say a lot of people that are up and coming in their careers that want to, get promoted and want to develop their skill set. And so there's just a variety of people from all across the private sector, from nonprofit sector. So it's just a great group of people from many different companies represented.
It's amazing how much good leadership, especially when you have good communication skills and you're really perceptive about talking to your employees or people you work with, how much that can really transform business, and how much even a lot of businesses, you look at everything going on now with Boeing, with the plane issues, where they're just not getting that kind of leadership from the top. So it's just, it's really, and for some smaller businesses, Amanda, I would imagine really good leadership can be really impactful.
Oh, absolutely. I think this training can only help. I mean, I think it would help anyone at any level in any company, really. Really just being very intentional in your communication, your behavior, your thinking, your communication and, you know, to get tips in time management and mastering that. And then this coming month, we're going to talk about our conversational intelligence and building trust, which is critical as well.
You also have a leadership program, which is, you know, focused on, of course, women business leaders and all that. Why is that important? And is the fact that it's a leadership program, is it something that a lot of maybe women business owners are, have been deficient in, not taking on that leadership role?
Yeah, well, I am just so thrilled with the lineup that we have for our leadership series. It's a luncheon that we put on monthly, and our title sponsor is Mersenne. So we are so grateful for them for supporting this initiative. And I just have this amazing list of women leaders in our region that are ready to share their knowledge and all of their tips and tricks with women that are interested in learning and networking. So we have Katie Beach coming up this month. So I would definitely encourage everyone to jump on our website and take a look at our calendar, because we've got such a great lineup.
All right, it's 8:51 at WFIR. We're visiting this morning with Amanda Livingston, Executive Director of the Salem-Roanoke County Chamber of Commerce. Amanda, if you would, talk about the chamber refresh you wanted to undergo. What type of actions have you taken, and are you where you want to be? Are you there yet?
Well, we're really excited. This year, we're celebrating our 90th anniversary at the chamber. So we thought it would be really an excellent time to just refresh the chamber. And so we had one of our members, AMQ Contractors, came in and they took out all that old rugs and laid down some beautiful flooring. And we took down the old border wallpaper and have beautiful walls. And so it feels like fresh and new when you walk in there. And really the thought was, we've got such a beautiful space and we want to share it with our members. And so my thought was, if we created a collab and opened up our conference room to our members, it would just be another value added. So we are encouraging our members, you know, if we can help them with space, or if they are working from home and want to come in and work at the chamber, they can schedule that time. So we are well on our way. Everything looks great. We're waiting on a little bit of furniture to come in, but we're having a spring reception to celebrate our 90th and to show off the chamber. So we'll have details on that on our website as well.
And this is at your Longwood Park headquarters in Salem?
Okay. Yeah, we're right smack in the middle of Longwood Park, 611 East Main Street in Salem. And we welcome anyone to come by. We're there 8:30 to 4:30 every day. So feel free to stop by and check us out. And we'd love to tell you about membership.
Yeah, so you actually have a collab space in there. If somebody needs a desk or whatever,
yes.
Or meeting room.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we've had, and the members have really jumped on this, especially with the conference room. It's beautiful. We got a beautiful new smart board, all new chairs in the boardroom. So it's gorgeous. We're really proud of it, and we hope our members will take advantage of it.
Speaking of membership, since you've come on, have you added members? I know you have, and I'm just wondering if you've kind of cast a wider net for members.
Yeah, so I'm really excited. We added 100 members, a little over, maybe 106. We're up about 30%. Our engagement is through the roof. We've had over 300% increase in engagement in attendance of events and on our social media platforms. So we're really excited. We feel like we've got some momentum, and we just want to continue to grow. And my focus this year is really to add value to our existing members. We want our members, I mean, new members are fantastic, and we would love to have new members, but we really want our existing members to see value and to engage. And so we really want to know what's important to them. And that's what we think about when we put our calendar together. So we've had a really good first quarter. We're very excited about the second quarter and what's coming up.
Yeah, before we run out of time, let's talk about some of those things. March 15th, you've got your Salem-Roanoke County Chamber of Commerce Awards, March 15th, and I guess you'll have some categories, give out awards, what, to chamber members?
Yeah, we'll have a couple hundred people come. It's a networking breakfast that starts at 8 a.m. We'll be at the Salem Civic Center, and you can register on our website. It's just a great opportunity to get out there and trade business cards. And we're going to be awarding and recognizing about maybe 12 different categories, from large businesses, small businesses, volunteer of the year, citizens of the year, first responders, our police. So, you know, it's going to be very celebratory and ceremonial, and a great networking opportunity. So we encourage you to come.
Right, talk about the apprenticeship thing going on, and this is in conjunction with the Salem Red Sox at their ballpark anyway.
Oh, yeah. So many people come together. It's going to be May 3rd this year at the Salem Red Sox, and we are going to have a showcase of all of our members are going to set up booths, and that will those be set up all around the stadium before the game. And then when that's finished, we'll move into recognizing all of the apprentices in our region with the companies that they're going to be working for. And we will, you know, recognize them on the field before the game. We'll recognize Teacher of the Year. It's going to be a fantastic opportunity to just really learn more about what's happening in the apprenticeship world, mm-hmm. which is really growing in our region.
So are these all high school kids that can get apprentices with
yes.
local businesses so they can come? I guess they can also find out there what companies might be offering apprenticeships.
Absolutely. Yeah, we'll have lots of information. Most of these companies will have booths set up. And yeah, it's just going to be a great opportunity to recognize these kids that have engaged with this apprenticeship program.
Then you've got something coming up with the Vinton Chamber in June?
Actually, it's all of the chambers. The regional chamber, the Roanoke Regional Chamber, is organizing a collaborative social that will also be at the Salem Red Sox in June. So we're excited for that. So we'll have details, but that's an 11 o'clock game. So we'll have a fantastic networking with all of our local chambers, and then we'll be able to watch the game.
We're talking with Amanda Livingston from the Salem Roanoke County Chamber of Commerce, the executive director. Just a couple more minutes. I wanted to mention business after hours at Roanoke Country Club coming up, and again, another chance to mix and
Absolutely.
Network.
Absolutely. And everybody's welcome to that. You don't have to be a member. Come check us out. We've had an awesome series this year. Our business after hours is a free event, 4:30 to 6.
When is that?
That is March 28th, mm-hmm. Thursday. We'll be at Roanoke Country Club. And we've just had an awesome run in January. We were at, Hunting Hills was last month. And then we were at Roland's Hotel in January at Frankie's. So we've had just the attendees are just growing with each event. And everyone's just coming to meet people and learn about everyone in the region. And so we just welcome everyone to come.
Right. Just so minute or so left. I wanted to ask you, you know, you came aboard at really the tail end of the pandemic and all that. Businesses were still hurting. What's the climate now, a year and a half later, Amanda? Are businesses coming back strong? What are you hearing out there from people?
Yeah, I mean, contrary to what you're hearing, you know, nationwide, Roanoke is experiencing record growth right now. We've had $387 million worth of economic investments this past year. So that's just created thousands of jobs for our region. We had the Wells Fargo expansion announcement. That's $87 million opportunity with 1,100 jobs that were added. We had the Mack trucks. I saw you there taking awesome pictures. They're going to add another plant. So there's an expansion at Mack trucks in Salem. We had Lehman's, which was almost a $7 million relocation, doubling what they produced.
Sure, they moved down to Apperson Road, right?
That's right. And then STS came in the old GE plant. So that was a $32 million investment. Wabtec is relocating a plant to Salem. So a lot of fantastic things are happening. So the business climate here is very strong.
All right, sounds good. And just real quick, some of the small businesses doing well as also your smaller business clients?
You know, we stay very busy with our ribbon cuttings.
Right.
We do lots of ribbon cuttings and grand reopenings, so we stay busy for sure.
Right, sounds good. We'll have to leave there. Amanda Livingston is Executive Director of the Salem Roanoke County Chamber of Commerce. Good to see you again.
Thanks.